Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. His soothing voice has been heard by hundreds of thousands over the years on the sands of Waikiki Beach next to iconic Hilton Hawaiian Village. Son of Hawaii and servant of God, Alexander Makangis III has been used by the Lord to bring the hope of Christ to people from all over the world for decades. We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show, well, dear friend, is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know the one who loves you and knows you. He knows you so well. And in spite of that, he reaches out to you with arms of love and grace. He loves you so much, dear friend. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life, transformed, Pastor Alex Makangis, is here to touch your heart, to transform your life as well. Will you turn to him? Will you open your heart and receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Pastor Alex Makangis is the director of Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy. He graduated from Kamehameha Schools, the mighty class of 1951, before earning his degree at University of Notre Dame. He was honorably discharged as a veteran of the Korean War before embarking on a 30-year career as professional musician. He's married to Sharon. Pastor Alex, welcome to our show.
Aloha kakahiaka. Aloha ike na manahini e komo mai. I loko kawaii pumehana, I loko kawaii aloha.
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 Pastor, where did you grow up?
I grew up originally in Waimanalo, but spent a good time of my life in Kaimoki.
Take us back. What was it like growing up there, Waimanalo, Kaimoki?
It was phenomenal. It was laid back, and everybody was everybody's ohana. You enjoyed going about and recognizing and relating one to another, no matter if you went from Kaimuki to Waimanalo. Kailua was a huge palm tree and coconut orchard. Kaneohe was a place of relaxation. You could walk. People would pick you up and say, hey, can I take you someplace? Can I take you to school, or can I drive you and drop you off someplace? Walking was part of our lives. Going to Waikiki, we never took the bus. We walked or we bicycled down to the beach. Surfing was phenomenal. It was a different time. And it was interrupted when the bombs fell on Pearl Harbor. And our family was getting ready to go to church, and our neighbors said, where are you going? Oh, we're going to church. You cannot go to church. Why? You haven't had your radio on? No. How come? Well, look down. And we could see Pearl Harbor, and it was taking place. We thought that what we heard were the artillery at the top of Manalani, and they were practicing, which they normally did, on targets beyond Diamond Head. So it became a different time. And we could see the zeros coming back through the pass. So low, that you could see the faces of the pilots. Amazing times.
Lonnie, it sounds enchanted. I mean, of course, up to that point.
Yeah.
But a turning point, nonetheless.
Well, it was a turning point in many ways. We were placed in a position where all lights were out. You couldn't be on the highways. But, you know, interestingly enough, I never felt that there was any discrimination against the local Japanese. Never. Mm-hmm. Went to school, as we usually did. We had trenches that we would practice in case the bombing would return. And so there was a fear for a while that we would be invaded. Nonetheless, we survived. We held together. Everyone is gracious and practice ohana.
So, hearkening back to those times, who influenced you most in those growing up years?
I'd have to say my mother and my dad. But my mother was very tender. My dad was a man who displayed a lot of discipline because he was somewhat of a perfectionist. He was a good man. He was an honorable man. But my mother was one who bathed me in a gift that resonates even today. My dad's gift was discipline, although I didn't practice it too well as I grew up.
What did your mom bathe you in?
You know, she was a very religious person, committed. She was interested in my education. She comforted me when I went through various challenges and was steady, was the matriarch of not only our family, but of the extended family and joint. Everyone looked up to her because she had a value of life that she lived it out, just not waha, you know, but she lived a life that revealed her grace. It revealed her wisdom. She passed that on to me. I didn't know it at the time. You know, it was something that was a part of seeing it all take place. And like a cocoon, it was working within my life.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, after graduating from the university, I pursued a music business and did quite well, had a great time, had wonderful venues that I enjoyed playing at. And I came back home with the anticipation my daughter, my father would pass. He had lung cancer. Back in those days, they removed the entire left lung, which prevented him from doing the things physically he enjoyed doing. He lived for another 20 years. And I thought, well, I'd go back to my home in Chicago and continue my craft. The mother of a cousin of mine arranged for an audition at the Royal Hawaiian. One thing led to another. I worked there. Then I worked at the Hilton. Then I began forming my own groups. I never got back to Chicago. And about 1968, Bob Turnbull came into town and became an associate pastor at Prince of Peace under the pastorate of Norman Hammer. And one day, standing at the sanctuary, was at the tallest building there in Waikiki, 15 floors. He looked down and he said, well, there's where the people are. Let's take the message there. And he began that. And because he came out of the same kind of professional discipline I was in, he was an actor and I was in the music business, our paths would frequently cross. We became close. He would invite me to various events. He would proclaim the gospel to me, and I said, Bob, you know, that's wonderful. I'm glad that you have found a meaning for your life, but I'm content. There's nothing I need, really. I found everything I need. I'm happily married. I have a great profession. And he said, well, why don't you come and join a group called Fellowship of Entertainers. I went a couple of times. One time when I went, I got into my car and I turned the car on, and on the radio, which I'd never had the station on before, that I can remember, was a voice of a Texan who is twangy, and I felt and thought, wow, what a funny voice. And I was laughing hysterically as I listened to him. And as I listened to him laughing out loud in my car driving along, I noticed I was bawling my eyes out. It was J. Vernon McGee. Now, I had been educated at the University of Notre Dame in philosophy, so I was very familiar with those aspects. And what he was saying just bowled me over in my heart, not my brain, but my heart. And I was found a sense that what's going on? I couldn't even share that with my wife or with anybody else, but I kept tuning in to J. Vernon McGee, listening to him. Bob heard about it, and he had me do a radio show called Sun and Soul Talk, where I took phone calls and I gave my version, theologically and philosophically, to the questions that were posed to me, and I would play music. And I was doing that for over a period of time. One day I came home, and my wife said, you know, you're getting home late and late. What's going on? And I confessed. I said, well, I'm going over to First Assembly of God and listening to Sam Sasser. He grabbed me. And she said, you got to be kidding. I've been asking you to go to church all this time, and you've been going without me? I said, yes. I didn't know how to tell you. So the next Sunday she went, and Sam would ask all of the pertinent questions. As part of the response, he would ask for the raise of hands. And Sharon raised her hand, and he said, okay, all those raise your hands, come forward. And she went forward. Now, we had been standing for about 30 minutes with worship and then responding to his questions. And she got up front, standing, and she said, oh, gee, I'm getting tired. So she sat down, and everybody thought she was slaying the spirit. But very J. Vernon McGee and Sam Sasser were the linchpins in my life at the very beginning.
J. Vernon McGee, and may God richly bless you, my beloved.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
And Sam Sasser. Well, you're listening to Pastor Alex McAngus sharing his journey of faith, taking us back to the enchanted days of Hawaii. Growing up in Waimanalo and Kaimuki and Waikiki. But a turning point in his life, he talked about December 7, 1941, a moment of, well, a day of infamy, as President Roosevelt called it. But he's talking about a day of transition, a moment of change in his own life. And I'm just wondering today, as we go to break, if you're at a place where, well, could we call it the crossroads of life? And it might be a Texan preaching the gospel. It might be just today listening. You might not even know why you're here listening to this program. But here we are. And here Pastor Alex is sharing his journey. A crossroad, an intersection of life. The intersection of Christ, the living one, into your heart and your situation today, bringing hope and eternal life to you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you can find out more about Pastor Alex McCangus and his ministry at WaikikiBeachChaplaincy.org. Again, WaikikiBeachChaplaincy.org. Thanks for joining us today. Danny Yamashiro here's Lani Ka'a. Now, we're grateful that you're with us today with Pastor Alex McCangus. You can find out more about this program. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment. Hey, look, you can get this program as a free podcast and go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as I typically say, go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Pastor Alex, before our break, you were talking about a couple key people and the radio ministry. There was Pastor Dr. J. Vernon McGee and Pastor Sam Sasser, and how God was working in your life and in Sharon's life, Sharon, your wife. How did God take you from there to the ministry of Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy?
Well, because I was so convicted at the time. And I became so enamored with G. Vernon McGee and Sam Sasser. Sam, from the theological point of view, how he put things together and how he melded scripture with life. And I said, well, I'm going to be just like him. I'm going to read the Bible. And so I began purchasing Bibles, plural. I said, once I get through this, I'll know it. And then I'll have everything down. And it'll all be a part of my life. But each Bible I would read, I would still be hungry for knowledge or wisdom. And I couldn't find it just reading one Bible. It didn't satisfy me. So I had about 30 Bibles. And my wife would go crazy. What are you doing here? I said, well, I'm going to have a Bible study for myself. I'm going to start reading one Bible. So I took J. Vernon McGee's Bible. And began reading it and studying it in my dressing room at the showroom. And then members of the cast had heard about it, and they said, well, can we join you? I said, sure, come in my dressing room. But it was a little closet of a dressing room. And more people wanted to come, so we expanded into the women's dressing room. And then we had about entire cast there, people from all disciplines coming in to at least participate in the Bible study. And then that kind of went over into the Hilton where Don Ho was having his show, and they began having a Bible study there. And so at one time, the Yasuharas, the Hawaiians,
Mark and Diane,
decided to hold a concert at the Shell. And all of those who were part of the Bible study were participants. It's called the Leo Stars. Oh. And that just began to feed my hunger for the Word, which led me to think, gee, I'd like to get into ministry. So I waited. I felt with my past, no, probably not, you know. I've got a lot of baggage that I bring along. Mutual friends, Wayne Geiger, and another good friend who has since passed, who were good friends with Gene Osmond, then the president and director of the chaplaincy, came on board at 1980. In 1988, he says, I'm out of here. I'm going back to Kansas City. And he looked for somebody to take his place. So we had meetings. Also, at the same time, I was meeting with a pastor who wanted me to join him. And I really loved this pastor, and I considered it, but I said, I can't, because I helped to found Faith Fellowship in 1978. And that body was meeting at the Diamond Head Memorial Chapel at that time. And the church that I was considering was meeting on Sundays at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on 18th Avenue. I said, I can't do this. There'll be disruptiveness. Whether I know it or not, in my own heart, I can't do that. Make a long story short, after meeting with Gene, I decided that I would grudgingly join the chaplaincy because I found it very weird. Being out there wearing your faith on your sleeve did not appeal to me at all. But I wanted to be in ministry, so I said, Lord, I'm committed to do that. So I went to my wife and said, I'm being called to the chaplaincy. She said, you are? They don't pay you anything. I said, no. You got no benefits. I said, no. How are we going to support our children? I said, I don't know. I know the Lord is calling me. And I'd read the story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer and George Mueller. They were very instrumental in my understanding what faith is all about. I said, I know the Lord take care of it. She said, well, you're not doing it over my dead body. We have children to think about. I said, I understand. So I wasn't about to make a decision until she joined me. And several months later, she came to me and said, I've been watching you, and I've been observing everything that you have been preparing yourself for, and I want to support you, but I'm frightened. I said, I'm frightened too. But I know the Lord will take care. And through all of the challenges from that moment on, when I joined the chaplaincy in June of 1988, the Lord has been faithful. I mean, it's been major challenges, but we've never really had any doubts. And the wonderful thing of what had taken place, my wife never looked back and said, if you had not chosen, we would not be going through these challenges, major challenges. And never said that. She always placed her faith along with mine. And we've sent three children to college. They're all on their own. One is in ministry. One is a computer science technician, architect, oversees the implementation of codes. And, of course, my daughter in Manhattan doing quite well in her endeavors.
In the haberdashery.
Haberdashery, yes. Rothman Brothers. Haberdashery.
Haberdashery. Mm-hmm. It's like saying that. It just sounds classy, doesn't it?
It totally does. It's from a time ago.
And I think it means maybe even more because it's a haberdashery in Manhattan.
Right.
Well, you talk about faith, stepping out. And I think one of the things that really touches me is the honesty. You know, you talk about Sharon. I'm frightened. The I don't knows. And yet, experience, decades looking back, you're mm-hmm. talking. And it's not a sort of candy-coated view of saying, you know, we never went through any challenges. It's there. But within the fabric, what would you say, Pastor Alex, has been a sustaining or like a rock of faith that has helped you through those challenging times in the ministry?
It's really quite simple. God has called. God said, if I call you, I will prepare the way and I will provide the needs. Be a good steward. And trust that as you're called, don't overstep what you're called to do. Don't be ambitious, but be faithful. Because if you're faithful, Lord, he says, if I'm faithful, then you will be faithful if you trust my faithfulness. And he has been, without a doubt. He has shown his hand as a prayer that came to my mind. Lord, by your hand, control my thoughts. By your voice, console my heart. By your spirit, calm my soul. By your fire, constrain my tongue. And by your voice, compose my focus.
In a moment of in a moment of faith, in a moment of change, there's a sense of anticipation, and yet you talk about following God faithfully. You mentioned the word ambition, and that's something I'd like to talk more about when we come back from our break. Ambition for God. Is there a mix that puts us in a place of possible danger when it is for God and yet there's a blending of our own mixing with that? Because of the sustaining work and the sustaining progress of what God has done, that really stands out to me. And yet, serving God, waiting on God, being obedient to God, being a good steward. So I wonder, Pastor Alex, if you ever overstepped. Did you ever go ahead? Perhaps that could speak to someone who might have overstepped. Can someone come back from that and regain their spiritual bearings and still go on and serve the Lord? Is there that kind of hope? Pastor Alex McAngus, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Changes, callings, success, transitions, all that is encompassed in the life of Pastor Alex McCangus, and it's a life of faith. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. This is Lonnie Ka'a, my co-host, and Pastor Alex McCangus, our guest today. You can find out more about his ministry, Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy, WaikikiBeachChaplaincy.org. Again, WaikikiBeachChaplaincy.org.
Pastor, I am so astounded by your story from growing up, tremendously successful in your career, a man that is well known, has name recognition, sets goals, excels at all of them, not only in Hawaii, but in Chicago, probably across the U.S. Now you're in your, at this point, you're in your maybe late 40s, you're middle of a family, providing for them, but also living this incredible life and this incredible career. And then all of a sudden, you're caught by the Lord and you're walking and he says to you, leave it all behind, basically. How does a man who wants to provide for his family, who also is living on a very successful, well-recognized name and career, how do you make that choice?
It's a gift. I can't take any personal credit for it. I was given an opportunity to choose. I could have chosen to go to a very secure where my wife would have felt better regarding how we would benefit with salary, with benefits. And I said, I can't do that because it would be destructive. And I chose the chaplaincy against my flesh, because I thought it was rather weird, admittedly. But I said, if this is where God is calling me, I'm all in. All in. Against my inclinations, my intuition, I was all in. I didn't know what was going to work out. I didn't know how things would develop. I came to a chaplaincy, and I thought, well, Lord, I have no background. What am I bringing to this? In fact, I was asked, as I was getting prepared to join the chaplaincy by members of the staff, what are your plans? He said, I have no idea. I haven't had a clue. I said, for all I know, with my background and my baggage, why God has called me here might be he wants me to close it down. I'm very organized. I'm a good administrator. So maybe that's the transitions that are taking place. I have no idea, none whatsoever. So I just kept proclaiming the word. And from that, for me, that seed began to blossom and grow in little ways. And someone called us a church which is inside out. And I said, hey, that's a good thought. Then as it grew, us became more embolden to the person called Emmanuel, God with us. That's the chaplaincy. God with us in a temporal, secular setting where now today nearly 10 million people pass through these portholes, and we can declare Matthew 28:8, go and make disciples of nations. Teach them about me and teach them to obey my commandments. And so every Sunday we declare Christ and him crucified with the caveat that says in Luke 9:23, you wish to follow after me, then you must deny yourself, pick up your cross, then you can follow me. Really simple. Nothing complicated. Just adhere to that. And we come worshiping. We don't come there to worship. So the intent is, as we live our lives moment by moment, day by day, we are worshiping, which Paul says, pray without ceasing. So our goal is, if we have a goal, is just to be open to Christ. It's not easy. It's hard. Because you want to be affirmations in so many different ways. We want to measure how many are at the attendance of the church, how many contributions came in, all that stuff. But we've been on a kind of a curve. It goes up and goes down, goes up, goes down. I don't look at those things. They're not important. My board does. It's their place to do it, but it's not my consideration. I'm out there to proclaim the gospel, to be a witness unto Jesus Christ, and to be faithful. Because he's been faithful to me, he's been faithful to the chaplaincy, and what an opportunity to be out there in a secular, temporal setting to do that. You know, much more blessings do you need? His confirmation, his sustaining hand, and his provision.
You know, before our break, I was asking a question about overstepping because of ambition. And as I'm listening, aside from being in a way sort of mesmerized by just listening to your voice, but when God calls you, and because you sound like there's this peace, let the board worry about it. I'm just called. There's a simplicity, but it's profound at the same time. When we talk to somebody or someone listening today, and they're thinking, "Man, this almost seems otherworldly." Mm-hmm. How this man is living and talking, but it's got to be life because he's here after all these years. I mean, you can just sort of calculate. Graduated in 1951 from high school. There's a truth in his life that he's been living by. What would you say to someone, Pastor Alex, who is wrestling with, I want to be faithful to God, and I'm committed. This Luke passage about denying, I'm willing to go all in, but I've stumbled a few times along the way. What then? Is there still hope for me? Can I come back? And what would you say to a person in that situation?
Stumbling is a good thing. It's important that we look at the events of our lives and how we choose to live our lives as an opportunity. And oftentimes, we'll suffer within the intimacies of our own lives and in the expression of our own faith. There are times on the beach when someone has come up to me, and I hope this is not offensive, but they will say to me, "I don't have to listen to that crap." And I said, "You're right. You're crap. It's crap. no other way to put it. There's no way you could identify with what I said, because it's meant for those who are followers and love Jesus Christ. And all I'm doing is expressing my love affair for him. Did you not, when you were in love, share that with others? Or did you hold it to yourself? And obviously the reply is, no, I shared it. I said, that's all I'm doing. You can receive it in any way you want to, but I'm not here to shove it down your throat. I'm just here to tell you I love Jesus Christ. And that brings down that animosity. And there's a sense, well, okay, I understand that. Don't agree with you. I don't see what you're talking about, but I understand. That's the impression after those kinds of rebukes, which happen somewhat frequently. And it's a great opportunity to reveal that you're standing on the Word of God, you're standing in His presence, Emmanuel, God with us. And as you're standing there, you don't have to defend Him. You don't have to defend your position. I'm just here telling you about my love affair. So?
Testimony, a love affair, the love for the Lord, to share about that. Well, testimonies, that's what you're sharing here, Pastor Alex. I'm wondering when we come back from our break in our final segment, if you might be willing to share a little bit, maybe on the other side of this person who is contesting and challenging, but lives changed over the years. Stories of people that you've met on the beach, heard the gospel, lives changed and transformed. You're listening to Pastor Alex McCangas of Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy. You can find out more about that amazing ministry, long-standing ministry, WaikikiBeachChaplaincy.org. Again, WaikikiBeachChaplaincy.org. Lonnie Ka'a is with me. Danny Yamashiro here, and we're grateful that you're with us. And as we close today, perhaps in the next segment, a time of prayer for a need that you may have, a need that the Lord could touch and meet. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy, .org. That's how you can find out more about this amazing ministry right there in Waikiki by the Hilton Hawaiian Village. Pastor Alex McAngus. Danny Yamashiro here. Lani Ka'a, thanks for joining us. Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy, .org.
Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy is 31 years on the beach at Waikiki?
No, I've been 31 years. Oh. The chaplaincy will be celebrating its 50th anniversary of its founding in 1970 by Bob Turnbull.
Wow. But for 31 years, that's been your chaplaincy that you have worked,
I've been privileged to serve. We've come to serve, not to be served.
Serve. Yeah. I've had a chance to go a couple of times. In fact, I've had a chance to perform alongside you on the beach there. And it is a different environment.
Totally.
But what I have appreciated it is that the sound of the call is far beyond those that are sitting right in front of you. I mean, you can't even count the number of people who are laying on the beach trying to get a tan, but instead getting the word of God. It's just an amazing experience. I'm sure there are times that you've had just sort of people's lives changed and wonderful God moments is what I'm going to call it. You want to, we want to hear some of them. We want to, if you're willing to share.
Well, the biggest change is in me. It's in seeing how the Spirit works within the members who serve. And with those who frequently come back because they are so moved by the presence of Christ in the Holy Spirit. And to hear, as one of our most recent staff people came to join us because more than 10 years ago, on the beach, addicted to drugs and alcohol, listened to the message declared by Foy Fatui and myself. Because I mentioned Foy, because Foy had a problem with alcohol, and Joe had the similar problem. But he would hide behind the wall adjacent to the walkway so that his friends wouldn't see him or consider he was listening to the message. But it so touched him that his life was changed, not only for himself, but for the one who would become his bride. And now he serves with us. And there have been any number of souls that have responded and whose lives have not changed. Some have become pastors. Some become leaders in their churches. Most have been devout, honorable, faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Because the simple message is, you got to deny yourself. You can't hold on to anything, nothing. All is a gift. There's nothing I have that's not a gift. No man, I can't look at anything and say, well, I really worked hard for that. That's mine. It's not mine. Nothing is mine. It's all a gift. He says to us, you know, I've chosen you. What does that mean? It means I can choose him. Without the fact that he's chosen me, I couldn't choose him. There's nothing within me that is willing to choose him until he's chosen me. I first loved you. It's the only way I can love him. And so any experience of life, whether on the peak of life or in the pit of life, he's there. And we just faithfully look to him, seek his face. It's not easy. It's hard. It's hard. It goes against everything that I am within the flesh. I don't want to do that. But he compels me because he's blessed me. for things that I'm not even aware of. Just being here. Just being able to express His presence. And His presence is so important in our lives. Emmanuel, God with us. That's our heartbeat at the chaplaincy.
Somebody is at the peak of life right now. And someone is at the in the dregs of life.
The pit.
The pit at this moment. Or perhaps someone in between. God with us. Where we are in our lives. Is there a song that the Lord has placed on your heart you could share with us, Pastor Alex?
Recently, every Sunday, the first song in the process of the ministry and the service is the Lord's Prayer, part of it in Hawaiian. But I open it with, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, who mourns exceedingly in exile here, until the Son of God shall appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Then we go into the Lord's Prayer, and then in a cappella, in my life, Lord, be glorified, be glorified in my life, Lord, be glorified today in this place, Lord, be glorified, be glorified in this place, Lord, be glorified today.
Wow.
A prayer. A song of worship, a song of praise, an expression of our hearts before the Lord, Pastor Alex's heart before the Lord. Today, someone, this very moment, maybe again at the crossroads, this is a moment of change. Maybe an opportunity has come and a decision needs to be made, someone seeking guidance from the Lord. Maybe a compelling, a calling, a drawing forth, a major transition on the forefront. Pastor Alex, can you lead in a prayer for someone at the crossroads of life right now? A prayer for them in this moment of possible change.
Oh Lord Jesus, your very presence is an invitation to assuage ourselves of all the things that concern us, good times, bad times, fun times, times that you've given us to know you. You're always there. We could be at the peak of life and the whole world is before us. There we need you the most. Or we could be at the peak of life and we find ourselves groping for answers. And you say, look up. as you've spoken to us in Isaiah 42:1, behold, behold, you're saying, behold my chosen, whom I love. May we behold the face of Jesus. We have to release everything of ourselves, lay it all before him. He receives us just as we are. You see, I'm a sinner, saved by grace. And sinners go to two places when they die. They go undeservedly to heaven or willingly to hell. There's no one of us that goes without a choice. It's not easy. It is hard. I have those hard choices every day, and I pray that as we seek the face of Christ, he enables us by his Holy Spirit to compel us to see the truth. For the life of Christ is bathed in historical facts. It is his offering to mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave. Are we willing to receive what he gave? It's the only way to find truth. Are we open to truth? Or are we willing to bask in our own sense of what truth is? It won't sustain. All that he is will sustain, no matter what one's conditions, situations, or challenges might be. He's there. And he wants to embrace all sinners. There's none that he doesn't want to. So he's offered us that opportunity. And our position is to join him and receive. It won't be smooth, but it'll be a straight, unhindered path. In his presence we pray. Amen.
Amen. Captivating words from the heart. Pastor Alex McCangus, Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy.org. Dear friend, now there's no better time than right now, even as Pastor Alex has shared, to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, I believe, we believe this is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation to take you further, to help us with your financial support, to make a donation. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Isaiah 40:31, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Alex McCangus, WaikikiBeachChaplaincy.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Suzanne Maurer, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.